Penguin Random House Audio presents Say Nothing by Brad Parks. Read for you by George Newbern. Chapter 1. Their first move against us was so small, such an infinitesimal blip against the blaring background noise of life, I didn't register it as anything significant. It came in the form of a text from my wife, Allison, and it arrived on my phone at 3:28, one Wednesday afternoon. "Hey, sorry, forgot to tell you, kids have doctor appointment this PM, picking them up soon." If I had any reaction to this unexpected disruption, it was only mild disappointment. Wednesday was Swim with Dad, a weekly ritual revered enough in our family to deserve capitalization. The twins and I had been partaking in it regularly for the past 3 years or so. While it had started as a predictable disaster, more the avoidance of drowning than actual swimming, it had since evolved into something far more pleasurable. Now age 6, Sam and Emma had become ardent water rats. For the 45 minutes we usually lasted, until one of them got that chatter in the teeth that told me they were done, all we did was enjoy one another. We splashed around, we raced from one end of the pool to the other. We played water games of our own invention, like the much-beloved baby hippo. There's something about having genuine fun with your kids that's good for the soul in a way nothing else is, even if you're forever stuck in the role of Mama Hippo. I looked forward to it in the same way I cherished all the weekly rites that had come to define our family's little universe. Friday, for example, was Board Game-a-palooza. Sunday was Pancake Day. Monday was Hats and Dancing, which involved...